And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. Today in the news, gold represents a major economic indicator in several ways. It's a commodity, it's a safe haven, and since March, it's been a currency, reports Seeking Alpha. Whoever wins the election next week, they will have to deal with this increasing level of debt, which is reaching crisis levels. The debt levels will cause tremendous volatility, especially for the U.S. dollar. Use this volatile time to make tremendous returns trading precious metals. It is, they say, a golden opportunity. Well, the race for the White House is down to the home stretch, and although presidential candidate Joe Biden is comfortably ahead in the polls, various market and economic-based indicators suggest the election may be much closer than many are expecting, reports LPL Research. Here's why. Number one, gross domestic product is set to rise 35% in the third quarter. That will be reported tomorrow. Incomes are rising, and a weaker dollar before the election historically signals an incumbent party victory. This week's global equity losses are a preview of coming months rather than just a case of pre-election jitters, reports Zero Hedge. Investors are finally realizing that the coronavirus is a 2021 story, too. Many established businesses will go bankrupt and millions of jobs will be lost. The K-shaped recovery has helped the fortunate remain relatively insulated from the pandemic, but the financial bubble is set to burst. And lastly, the New York Times said that in the era of Donald Trump, press objectivity is a luxury that America can no longer afford. Turned out that the biased press coverage wasn't enough to keep Mr. Trump from winning. So for 2020, the press has introduced a new corollary. Joe Biden must never be asked a tough question, reports Wall Street Journal. The rationale appears to be that Mr. Biden can't handle the answers, and the American people can't be trusted to handle the answers either. Watching the press handle Joe Biden is, quote, like watching someone make sure a three-year-old wins Candyland. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.